Part. The Practice. Chapter 5. A Simple Daily Practice. The core of the practice is genuinely simple. There are only two things to do. Familiarize yourself with the feeling of metta. Work to incorporate metta into your life. That is the entire program. The meditations, the philosophy, the science, the chapters on difficult people and chronic pain and tracking progress, all of it exists to support those two activities. If the rest of the book disappeared and you only had this chapter, you would still have what you need. The two halves. The two activities support each other. The morning meditation gives you something to come back to during the day. The day's events, every meeting, every commute, every annoying coworker, every small kindness, every quiet moment, give you opportunities to come back to it. Without the morning practice, you have nothing to return to. Without the daily incorporation, the morning practice never grows beyond the cushion. Most people start with one and add the other. Some people start with formal meditation and slowly notice it leaking into the rest of the day. Others start by trying to be more loving in their interactions and slowly find they want a daily practice to deepen what they're already doing. Either order works. Doing both is what the practice actually is. A suggested daily routine. Here is a daily structure that has worked for me and for many other practitioners. Adapt freely. First thing in the morning, while still in bed or just after rising, spend at least 10 minutes deliberately generating the feeling of metta as strongly as you can. Use whatever method works. The meditations in the next chapter are good places to start. If you are new to this, 10 to 20 minutes is a good beginning. Longer is welcome when life allows. If you do not have 10 minutes, do a brief reset instead and return to the full sit when you can. The point is to begin the day in the orientation, so that the orientation has something to return to all day. Throughout the day, in whatever way is convenient, check back in with the feeling. This can take 30 seconds. It can take 3 minutes. It can be done with eyes open, while waiting for the elevator, between emails, during a tedious meeting, on a walk to the bathroom. The point is not to achieve some altered state. The point is to refresh the orientation before you forget it. I aim to do this 5 to 10 times a day. Sometimes I manage it. Sometimes I don't. It always helps when I do. At bedtime, longer practice again, if you can. The mental state you fall asleep in tends to seep into the next day, and a metta-based bedtime practice tends to produce easier sleep, fewer bad dreams, and a softer waking mood. This is one of the 11 traditional benefits listed in the Metta-Nisamsa Sutta, and it is one of the more easily verified claims in the entire literature. Inside ordinary interactions, as much as you can, check whether you are actually loving the person in front of you. Are you treating them, for the moment, at least, the way you would treat someone you cared about deeply? You will fail at this often. That is not the problem. The problem is failing to notice that you have failed. The practice is not perfection. The practice is repeatedly noticing and returning. The anchor, find what works for you. When you generate metta, you need something to focus on at first. The classical instruction is to begin with the love a parent feels for their only child, protective, patient, warm. If that resonates, use it. For many of us, that is too far above where we actually live. We need to start with something we can actually feel love for, on demand, with very little effort. This is what I call your anchor. Your anchor can be yourself, especially your inner child or a younger version of you. This is the classical Buddhaghosa starting point. A beloved pet, current or remembered. A specific child you love, your own, a niece or nephew, a godchild. An actual baby, or babies in general, in their specifically babylike vulnerability. A teacher, mentor, or elder you feel uncomplicated warmth toward. The felt presence of God, if that is real to you and warm. What matters is that the anchor evokes strong, wholesome love that you can feel in your body, on demand, quickly. The feeling needs to be friendly, protective, warm, and free of complicated mixed emotions. If a person in your life evokes love but also confusion, longing, or sexual feeling, they are not a good anchor for this. Find something cleaner. I personally started and largely still anchor on my mother's dog Mac, who was not even my dog, and who is the closest thing to a child I had at the time I started this practice. It worked. It still works. There is no rule that the anchor has to be impressive. There is only the rule that it has to evoke clean, strong love. Once you have your anchor, the basic move is the same in every meditation. Feel the love your anchor evokes, dwell in that feeling, and then progressively widen the field of who you direct that feeling toward: yourself, then loved ones, then neutral people, then difficult people, then your community, then the world, then everything. Turn it up. A point that is easy to miss in modern, careful, secular framings of metta: the practice is not aimed at generating a small, polite warmth. It is aimed at generating as much warmth as you can. The Theravada teacher Ajahn Sona puts it directly: turn it up to 11. Find the strongest love you can muster for your dog, your child, your favorite person, the felt sense of God if that is real to you, and then push it past where you would normally stop. Make it overwhelming. Let it fill your chest, your face, the whole room. Don't be polite about it. You will not be able to do this in every sit, every day. Some mornings you'll be tired, depleted, distracted. That's fine. But on the mornings you can, and especially first thing, before the day's small disasters reach you, go all the way up. The amount of warmth you generate in the morning sit roughly sets the ceiling for the warmth available to you for the next several hours. A morning sit that gets to 5/10 carries you through the day at maybe 3/10. A morning sit that gets to 10/10 carries you through at 6 or 7. The math compounds. The more frequently and more intensely you can crank the felt sense of metta in the morning, the easier the rest of the day gets and the easier difficult moments are to meet without contracting. So aim high. Don't settle for the gentle wellness app version of this practice. Try to be overwhelmed by love. Try to be embarrassed by how much love you are generating, alone in a quiet room, before anyone is even awake. The practice is sturdy enough to hold whatever volume you bring to it, and it rewards the volume disproportionately. Frequently asked questions before you start. What if I can't feel anything? This is the most common worry, and it is largely a mistake about what you're looking for. Metta is not a thunderclap. It is more like the warm, easy feeling of seeing a sleeping baby or coming home to a happy dog. It is subtle at first. If you grew up in a family without much warmth, or if you've been depressed for a long time, the feeling may feel almost imperceptible at first. That is fine. Imperceptible is still real. The neural circuits for affiliative warmth are universal in mammals. You have them. They may just be undertrained. Practice trains them. Within weeks, most people notice the feeling becoming more accessible. Within months, it becomes reliable. Be patient with yourself. I'm not religious. Will this work? Yes. Metta predates any of the religions that now teach it, and it works as a purely secular practice. The relevant scientific literature has been done overwhelmingly with non-religious participants, often in clinical or laboratory settings, and the effects are robust. You don't need to believe in any tradition for this to do its work. I'm religious. Does this conflict with my faith? Almost certainly not. The instruction to love widely is found in every major religious tradition. Christianity asks you to love your neighbor as yourself. Islam asks you to love for your brother what you love for yourself. Judaism commands love of the neighbor. Hinduism teaches maitri as one of the cardinal virtues. The Bhagavad Gita says, "He who sees me everywhere, and sees everything in me, he never becomes separated from me." Sikhism, Jainism, and most indigenous traditions teach versions of the same thing. If you have a religious framework, use it. The history chapter, chapter 14, addresses this in more detail. How long until I notice something? Sooner than you'd expect. Most people notice clearer mood, better sleep, and less irritability inside the first week. Bigger shifts, how easily you handle difficult people, the default emotional weather of your day usually arrive between 4 and 12 weeks. The kind of durable warmth the older texts describe takes years, and gets more remarkable the longer you stay with it. The first returns are quick. The full ones compound for the rest of your life. What if I miss a day? Don't worry about it. Skipping a day, or several, does not undo your progress. It just means you miss the benefits on those days. Resume the next time you remember. The practice is robust to imperfection. What it is not robust to is abandoning it for months because you missed a day. Don't let perfectionism kill the practice. We'll come back to this, hard, in Chapter 7 on the discipline of return. Is this a religion? No. It is a practice. You can do it as a practicing Buddhist, Christian, Muslim, Jew, Hindu, atheist, or agnostic. You can do it with no philosophical commitment beyond "I would like to feel more love and less ill will." The practice doesn't require a worldview. It just requires repetition. What comes next? The next chapter gives you two foundational meditations that together form the spine of the formal practice, one based on the Karaniya Metta Sutta, the most widely cited Buddhist text on loving-kindness, and one based on the systematic instructions of Buddhaghosa, the 5th-century Theravada commentator. After that, we will get into the discipline of catching yourself when you drift, the practice of truthful care, and how to handle difficult people and difficult states. But the heart of all of it is what you've already seen here. Feel metta in the morning, return to it during the day. Two things. That's the practice.